Good evening. This is Akashimani Kohima. I'm on the litany with the evening news. First, the headlines. Chief Minister Nipurio says Budget 2025-26 will drive economic transformation of the state. Chief Minister Rio to lead all-party delegation to meet Union Home Minister over suspension of free movement restrictions. Chief Minister Nipurio pushes for resumption of petroleum exploration in Nagaland. And 14 Nagaland Legislative Assembly passes two government bills. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipurio today reiterated his strong conviction that the 2025-26 budget, with its innovative initiatives and enhanced allocations to key departments, will drive the economic transformation of the state. In his concluding remarks on the discussion of the General Budget 2025-26, he acknowledged valuable inputs of several members during the discussions. On the Naga political issue, Mr. Rio expressed concern on the proliferation of factions and assured that the matter will be raised with the Ministry of Home Affairs. On the suggestion of sharing the government's draft made on Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority, the Chief Minister said the House will be taken into confidence in due course of time. He emphasized that the 2025-26 budget is focused not only on welfare but also on economic growth, targeting employment generation. In response to concerns raised, Mr. Rio acknowledged the need for increased funding in certain sectors, such as road infrastructure, and assured to address these issues. Assuring commitment to improving the state's finances, he outlined measures being taken to improve GST collection. The Chief Minister further underscored the government's ongoing efforts to promote economic growth, social welfare, and improved governance in Nagaland.
It is my firm belief that the budget of 2025-26, with its new initiatives and increased allocation to the department, will lead to economic transformation of the state. I urge all members to guide and support the government and the department to proactively implement schemes for the benefit of our state. I commence the budget for 2025-26 to this August House for consideration and passing.
The budget will be passed tomorrow. Initiating the discussion on the General Budget 2025-26 in the ongoing Assembly session today, Advisor IPR L. Imkong Imchen appreciated the Chief Minister for presenting a meticulous and skillfully balanced budget. On the Naga political issue, he said the delay in the solution has led to more factions and divisions among Nagas. Industries and Commerce Advisor Hekani Jakalu termed the budget as futuristic, balanced, inclusive and pro-youth, reflecting the Chief Minister's commitment to build capacities among youth. Tourism and Education Minister Temjin Imna Along expressed belief that the budget addresses the core needs of the people while fulfilling the vision of the Chief Minister. On the upgrade of Keloshe Polytechnic Institute, he explained that AICTE Delhi has several criteria to upgrade such institutions and appealed to the student community to be patient. He also commended the recognition of tourism department as an industry. Advisors Tien Manan, G. Ikuto Jimomi, MLAs A. Nyamni Achumbemo, Dr. Sukato A. Sema, Naiba Konyak and Nisa Tomero also participated in the discussion. In a significant move, Chief Minister Nipurio today proposed an all-party delegation under his leadership to meet with the Union Home Minister to express the concerns and sentiments of the people regarding the centre's recent decision to suspend the Free Movement Restrictions, FMR, along the Indo-Myanmar border. This proposal comes after no response was received from the centre to previous approaches.
I feel that the sentiment of this August Hall need to be communicated to the MHA in an appropriate manner. It is proposed that, led by me and all party delegations, to meet the Union Home Minister, Government of India, at the earliest opportune time, because my voice raising NEC meeting in his presence, and also cabinet meeting on the 6th, which was convened by Chief Secretary, there is no reaction and reply.
In a statement, the Leader of the House highlighted the resolution unanimously adopted during the fourth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly in March last year on FMR along the Indo-Myanmar border. He said the resolution cited the unique age-old historical, social, cultural, tribal and economic ties of the Naga people living on both sides of the border and appealed to the Government of India to reconsider its decision to suspend the regime. The Chief Minister also proposed that the concerns of the House expressed through the unanimous resolution passed on 1st March 2024 and the Cabinet decisions of 8th February 2024 and 6th January 2025 be communicated in an appropriate manner. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Chief Minister Nipiu Ryu has advocated for the resumption of petroleum exploration and extraction in Naglan, stating that it will improve the state's finances. In his concluding remarks on the discussion on exploration and extraction of petroleum oil in Naglan in the Assembly today, he highlighted the state's rich oil reserves with the first discovery made in Woka District's Changpang in 1973 and production beginning in 1983. However, production ceased in 1994 due to non-payment of royalties and unauthorized extraction. Mr. Ryu emphasized that the Naglan Petroleum and Natural Gas Regulations 2012 paved the way for exploration with Metropolitan Oil and Gas Private Limited granted rights in Woka District. He also highlighted the ongoing legal case related to the issue. The Chief Minister detailed ongoing efforts with the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas to resolve the deadlock. He reiterated the need for a state-specific policy, smaller exploration blocks, and a revenue-sharing mechanism to benefit Nagaland's citizens. Mr. Ryu further stressed that these measures would not affect the legal case but will help unlock the state's oil and gas potential, boosting its finances. Chief Minister Nipiu Ryu proposed that the recruitment process for Gramin Dak Sevak in the Department of Posts in Nagaland be referred to a select committee for a comprehensive review. In a statement made in the Assembly today, Mr. Ryu raised concerns that the absence of a local or state language as a third language in the selection criteria for Naglan has resulted in candidates from outside the state who are unfamiliar with Naga languages being selected for the post. He noted that this is hindering effective delivery of service to citizens and depriving locals of employment opportunities.
Our citizens are deprived of these services on the one hand and on potential employment opportunities on the life of the above. There is a clear case for the state to intervene in the interest of our citizens and the youth in particular. Accordingly, it is proposed that the matter be referred to a select committee.
The Chief Minister emphasized the need for the state's intervention, particularly to benefit the youth and improve service provision in the region. The sixth session of the 14th Naglan Legislative Assembly, NLA, today passed two government bills. These are the Government Bill on the Rules for Administration of Justice and Police in Naglan, 5th Amendment Bill 2025, and the Naglan Work Charged and Casual Employees Regulation, 2nd Amendment Bill 2025. The bills were introduced on the floor of the House by Chief Minister Nipiu Ryu yesterday. Akashvani Kohima today hosted a program to celebrate International Women's Day. Addressing the event, program executive Kresani Sarutsa acknowledged the numerous contributions of women across all areas of life. Reflecting on how their roles have evolved with changing times, he encouraged them to be nurturing grounds to bring out positive contributions for society's growth. Technician Mua Jamir recognize the strength of women in overcoming challenges for themselves and also uplifting their families and communities. To mark the occasion, Program Executive Ella Kaina said, Akashvani Kohima is broadcasting a range of programs to raise awareness on women's progress.
Akashvani Kohima is celebrating International Women's Day 2025 with the theme For All Women and Girls, Rights, Equality and Empowerment. Akashvani Kohima is broadcasting various programs sensitizing the people for the advancement of women through talk, interviews, discussions and features.
And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipiu Ryu says Budget 2025-26 will drive economic transformation of the state. Chief Minister Ryu to lead all-party delegation to meet Union Home Minister over suspension of free movement restrictions. Chief Minister Nipiu Ryu pushes for resumption of petroleum exploration in Naglan. And 14 Naglan Legislative Assembly passes two government bills. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.